Welcome to Your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 14 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 20 minutes, we'll discuss some strategies, share some ideas, all to help you improve your investment returns and to enhance your present or future retirement income. Well, the year 2023, now in the books. A nice recovery year for the markets as interest rates begin to stabilize. No more anticipated rate increases for now. And the rates actually expected to gradually head down by spring. The markets rebounded from the decline in 22. The Fidelity Medium Growth Funds shot back up. And how your funds recovered is key to your returns. The Fidelity 4 Core recovery very nicely. For most clients, an overall return of over 10%. In 2023. And as always, good investment opportunities present themselves for investors who follow two of the golden rules in investing. One, select only quality funds. And once you have number one, then rule number two, it's patience over panic. Opportunities will present themselves. Don't be greedy. Don't be impatient. Just be ready. Your advisor will guide you through all of that, assuming you can reach your advisor and they call you back. Now, if it takes over an hour just to reach whoever might be in charge of your portfolio just to be ignored, well, that's highly doubtful. Anyone is watching your investments too closely. Now, when the investment train backs up, when the markets are temporarily down, like most of 2022, especially June and almost every September, that's not the time to get off the train. No, you remain seated. Ignore or buy more. Your stop is ahead. When you land at profit station, not jumping off the panic mode while the wheels are going backward. Someone's going to get hurt. That someone is the investor who tries to time the downturns. It never works. And you end up losing and with long-term investment pain. So let's review 2023 and a bit of this decade so far and where we're at and how we got here and more importantly, what's the road ahead? So let's go back to January of 2023. The U.S. market's the major market in the world, and it doesn't really matter if you don't like their political leaders or their TV shows or whatever. The U.S. has a strong business, strong economy, lots of money. It's not perfect and does get overheated at times. The Dow started the year at 33,000, and by December, it reached over 36,000, reaching an all-time high. And the fund we talk about here, Fidelity American, the official name, Fidelity American Discipline Growth Fund. And remember the word discipline. It's a core centerpiece of investors' portfolio, Fidelity American. It finished 2023 with a 23% gain. Now, down 16% in 22, it's not a loss unless you sold. It's just temporarily down. See, markets have a cycle. Always have, always will. But over a five-year span, it's always upward and to the right. But one of the key indicators in getting those returns, that 6 to 7% average, that 6 to 10 almost, the questions you ask yourself, should I stay invested in what I have, or do I just own non-performing duds, laggards, and losers? Will you check your 3 and more importantly, your 5 and 10-year returns, how well your funds recover, in your RSP or tax-free? It's the recovery and the returns. Then ask yourself, am I facing the biggest risk of all? Not the ups and downs in the market, but am I just getting 5 years older and not getting 5 years richer? So the five-year returns. Then you think of multiple five-year plans. Where do I want to be over the next 5 years? Even 3 to 5 years. As you're investing for the rest of your life, which for most of us, I hope, is more than 3 years. So Fidelity American up 23% last year, down 16% in 2022, but up 22% in 21, 13% of the COVID year of 20, and a 23% gain in 2019. A steady performer in uncertain times. 3-year returns, 8% per year annually, including the sell-off of 22. both the 5 and 10 year, just under 10% per year. So that's a 50 to 100% gain, the value of your holdings in this one fund, your RSP and or tax-free. It has more than doubled in the past decade, and all you had to do was to start, stay safe, and stay invested. Everything was done for you by the fund managers, in this case, Fidelity American. All the buying, all the holding, all the selling of stocks, the allocation, the targeting diversification, the research, the analytics, all done for you. In fact, the less you do, the more you make. So don't try to outguess the next turn on the road ahead or try and time it. The example, I'm just going to wait until the market goes back up before I do anything. I'm going to wait for it to go back down and then do something. That's not a plan. Unless you're a day trader or a high-risk stock broker. And these funds are not that. This is your retirement income, a targeted selection of high-quality seg funds which provide both protection and performance. Now, funds can't hold any more than 10% of any one company stock. It can't all just be Apple or one bank stock. Now, funds can hold more than 10% in cash if they want to, and have done so during market turbulence. Best example, early 2020, just at the start of COVID outbreak, Fidelity American and the Fidelity Canadian Opportunities Fund, called a mid-cap, held a lot in cash after a record-breaking 2019. You're thinking, what's going on here? What do they know that we don't? And COVID kaboom. But the fund managers were in a great position to move back into the markets a few months later before the next rally took off. See, markets run about 6 months ahead of the economy. So by the time you think you see a trend or the news, you're already 6 months behind the decline or next rally. So just take your seat, enjoy the ride. In 2023, most clients are going to see a 10% return or better for the year. Not 5, not 5.2, but 10% plus. It's a big difference. You take $100,000 earning 5% or 5.1, that's $5,000 or $5,100. The difference between the two, it's only $100. That's it. Making 6% or 7% or higher, that's $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. Which is more, thousands or hundreds? And while a fund can't hold more than 10% of any one company or stock, just in case that one company fails on hard times, so your downside is limited. Now, take Fidelity American once again, disciplined fund. The current major holdings include Microsoft, Apple, Google, better known as Alphabet, Amazon, J.P. Morgan, Eli Lilly, that's a pharmaceutical company, been around the States since the first Civil War, featuring a new weight loss drug. That's the big theme now in the States. Ozempic is another one, you know, diabetes and overweight. So in the States, they give you fast food and fatten you up. Then you buy a lot of drugs to lose weight. Now go see your doctor on that. I don't know if it works or not, but it is a big business. And if it works, there's limited risk and a real decent upside held in funds. Then, of course, you have the hottest stock of the past couple of years, NVIDIA, artificial intelligence. Some say it might become the next Apple. These are just some of the 88 holdings in this basket of segregated funds with a 75% principal protection and 100% life insured protection. Now, values can certainly dip down and surge upward, but a lot more times upward than down. 2022, when the markets were down, that's all you could hear or read about. Now, clients are pleasantly surprised that their five-year returns are 8% or better with all the news. But investment times are good, and no, you cannot lose your investment. You can on individual stocks. More risk, more reward. You might own Apple, Amazon, NVIDIA on your own for the past several years, and you've done really, really well. But you might have also owned Bitcom and Briex and Nortel and lost it all, everything wiped out. Or maybe you owned lower dividend bank and utility stocks and did okay. But the cost of owning individual stocks to make it worth your while is high. It takes money to make any money in stocks. You can start investing in seg funds for $50 or $100 a month. I also see clients paying big-time fees with certain banks and investment companies, paying millionaire fees, but they're not millionaires. Their investments are well below a million. The advice they're paying for, well, some, they're overpaying for it. And some people can and have the time and knowledge to follow and do their own stock trading, some. But that's a massive minority. Most think they can, wish they could, but most times the two worst emotions in the investment business surface: greed and even worse, fear. And both of those emotions are eliminated when you invest in quality funds. Investors would only lose money on a fund like this if you panicked in June or September of 22 when the market correction took place and you decided on your own, I think it's time to panic. And the reason why? Because you watched too much TV. You wasted time on the internet. You kept looking at your investments twice a day. For online now is much cheaper and is instant compared to getting multiple page statements every month from the bank that you can't understand. But you didn't stay focused with your investment plan. You got to stay disciplined, like the fund says. Where had you waited? The opportunities and profit making and profit taking have now presented themselves. The train has now arrived at the profit station. So let's have a look at the opportunities now as we enter this year. What we can see when we look out the window seat on the investment train hitting now on track 2024. And we'll do that right after this break.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you want changed to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:10 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and/or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. And as mentioned earlier, there's always investment opportunities, patience over panic, with the right funds and perhaps the right advisor. So there is now, as we enter 2024, a unique and grand opportunity for investors, especially those aged 70, 75 plus, and more for those 80 plus, looking to balance their portfolios, looking to lock in gains for the past year, the past 3 to 5 years, and place that paper profit in fixed income and get a guaranteed fixed rate of 5% or so, a rate not seen for close to two decades. Now, there are bond or balance funds. There's also alternative or private equity funds, and both can offer good targeted fixed rate returns, but neither are guaranteed. There is fluctuation and sometimes negative returns in those two. But GICs or GIAs, as they're called with insurance companies, owed a favor for most part of the past decade or so, although many banks were happy to lock you in for 5 years at 1% while their profits soared. And investors might have averaged 2% return over the past 5 to 10 years. Entering 2023, with rates being driven down, especially the early part of this decade, the beginning of COVID global shutdown, rates were deliberately driven down to almost zero to keep the economy from shutting down. Had to boost the economy with cheap money and lots of it. And along with lack of supply, that fuels inflation. So now rising interest rates curb the demand, curb the inflation, slow down the economy without crushing it. And that leads to where we are right now. Rates appear to have peaked. Inflation starting to cool off. The markets hit it back to an all-time high. And GIC rates at a 20-year high. What an opportunity to lock in profit and get a guaranteed return. Now, it doesn't really matter too much if your GICs pay 5% here and 5.1 somewhere else. Again, on $100,000, the difference between that is $100. On a $10,000 GIC, it's $10. 10 whole dollars when you're dealing with fractions at the end. Now, GIAs are not intended to build wealth, but are intended to retain it, provided the return is reasonable. And whether you get 5% or 4.5 or 5.2 locked away for the next 5 years, that is more than reasonable. That's very good. In fact, this rare occasion, GIC long-term rates should eventually be higher than inflation, where most times they don't even match inflation. So now you're going to get a decent rate and a slight increase to your dollar value. And over the next 5 years, as rates go back down and inflation cools off, the first thing to lower will be GIC offerings. So in a couple of years, while you're still getting your 5%, the new offerings most likely will be considerably less. And someone new will be asking, where can I buy some of that 5% fixed income? Well, Bob, that was back in early 2024. And the purpose of GICs are not to compete with the growth and seg funds. For over a five-year span, the growth funds will outperform, most likely by several points, meaning thousands of dollars extra as rates drop off, and you'll see surges and peaks, and some years again hitting 10% or better in medium growth funds. But the purpose of GICs or GIAs is to complement, not compete, but complement with those medium growth funds and take opportunity, like now, to lock in profit and not lock in losses. Take someone, for example, back in 2022, saw their $100,000 in medium growth funds fall temporarily to $90,000, say in June of 22. They were checking online, ignoring the rules of patience over panic and quality funds. Panic and fear struck, thinking seg funds were like individual stocks, about losing everything. So they locked in that $90,000 at 3% for the next 5 years, thinking, there you go, I'm safe. Not really. Locking in low in both the U.S. and the Bank of Canada back then, along with your advisor, probably telling you rates are headed up. Market declines are temporary. Wait a year or so. 3% a year on $90,000, $2,700 a year growth. 3% over 5 years, around a 15% gain. In 5 years, 60 months, it takes you all of that just to get back to the $100,000 that you had. Meanwhile, 18 months later, markets have surged back on their own. You've got the $100,000 plus, and now you can lock the whole thing in for 5% if you wanted to. A 25% surge for the next 5 years, you've got over $125,000 compared to just your normal little over $100,000. Patience over panic. Think thousands, not hundreds. So who should lock in at fixed income? What age group? In your 60s, a bit. Not really too much, but you can. 65 plus for sure, lock in some. Really for those in your 70s and 75 plus. And yes, part of your RIF. And go 5 years. Even though the two-year might pay a bit more than the other three- or five-year term, that's minimal impact to the overall return. Because in 2 years' time, when it's time to renew that one, most likely it'll be nothing close to 5%. So you take 5% across the board, part of your RIF, to complement your medium growth funds. Could be 10, could be 20, could be 30% or more as you get near age 80. Now, in your 80s, it's a different story. Now the five-year plans become more numbered. So your percentage of fixed income might be as high as 50%, maybe more, still allowing yourself the flexibility to withdraw more from your medium growth funds if needed. So maybe as a couple, one of you's in your mid-80s and the other one's in their late 70s, so there's 5 years between you and your spouse. Perhaps the older one takes the more fixed income, the younger one more medium growth, and you complement each other and balance your own investments that way. And in your RIF or your LIF, since you have to withdraw, GICs or GIAs pay out monthly. Now, in a tax-free, since you cannot withdraw until the terms come due, then you stagger the terms, 1 to 5 years. So you have guaranteed, principal, protected, tax-free returns coming up each year. And why the emphasis now on fixed income? Well, it's kind of obvious. You're 5 years older than you were 5 years ago. You are 5 years richer, hopefully, and rates are 5 points higher. And for the next 5 years, by locking in some profit of a portion of your investments, the 5% return is the lowest part of your all your funds and your medium growth funds, meaning they're making more than 5%. Your GIC is making you at least 5. You're doing quite well. And maybe in your high 80s, thinking, you know, this might be my last 5 years, your final stop on the train before riding off into the sunset. Well, for the next 5 years, if that is the case, and you're making 5% plus, saddle up. Happy trails, my friend. You've earned it. Enjoy it. So we thank you for listening in today. We trust you gained something of value, something you can use to help improve your own returns and to enhance your retirement income. We'll repeat this show a couple of more times later in the winter, maybe early spring. You can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca. Call 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.